today marks 18 years since the terrorist attacks of 9/11 that led to the war in Afghanistan, which continues today. And the consequences of that war topped the news in Washington because it was a disagreement over peace talks with the Taliban that ultimately led to the departure of President Trump's National Security Advisor, John Bolton. Bolton is a foreign policy hawk, and the question is, what will his departure mean for President Trump's foreign policy going forward? Congressman Michael Waltz is a Republican from Florida who joins us now. He served in Afghanistan and is a member of the House Armed Services Committee. Congressman, welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much.
Well, first of all, just your thoughts on this anniversary of the 9/11 attacks.
Well, look, I mean, this, you know, 9/11 was the Pearl Harbor of my generation, and this is the war of my generation. You know, I have fathers and grandfathers that fought in Vietnam, that fought in World War II, but this is our war. And I was actually just at a memorial wall that's in one of the congressional office buildings that have all of the names that we've lost since 9/11. Later today, I'll attend the funeral at Arlington National Cemetery of a Green Beret that we lost just 2 weeks ago in Afghanistan. Hmm.
So on John Bolton's departure from the administration, how do you see it? Is that positive or not?
Well, look, at the end of the day, the president needs to have a staff that he has a relationship and sees eye to eye with. I hope that Bolton's successor continues many of the same policies that I've supported, whether that's maximum pressure on Iran, standing up to Russia, to staying engaged in the war on terrorism. You know, I understand the president's frustration with the war in Afghanistan. I think we all share it, but that doesn't mean that we can just walk away. We saw what happened when we do in the Middle East when President Obama just pulled out of Iraq. Obviously, that then led to ISIS and attacks across Europe and the United States.
But the president says the negotiations with the Taliban are now dead. He also has pledged to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan. So what do you think should happen now with Afghanistan? Should the war just continue? Should the president restart the talks? What?
I don't think we have a choice but to stay engaged in Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda can and will reconstitute. ISIS is on the march. If Afghanistan devolves into chaos in the wake of a U.S. withdrawal, those terrorist groups will attack the United States again. It will follow us home. So our mission there now is twofold. One, it's a counterterrorism mission. And two, it's advising and helping the Afghan army to improve itself so that eventually it will stand up on its own. And for folks who say we've been there too long, I remind them that we have had 50,000 troops in Japan since World War II for 75 years. We have 30,000 in South Korea. We have over 30,000 in Germany. So it's far less risky to pull troops from those countries than it is from Afghanistan, where half the world's terrorist organizations still exist.
So based on what you're saying, am I right in thinking that you are not happy that John Bolton is out? Because it sounds like you've got an appreciation for his hawkish views.
Well, look, I mean, I think there's a misunderstanding about what hawkish means. I don't think John Bolton in any way intended to start any wars. I think the best way to prevent wars is to show strength. So I hope that there is someone that shares that view. At the same time, on John Bolton specifically, look, the president has to have a strong and trusted relationship with his national security advisor. And if that broke down, then it's absolutely within the president's right, and he should find someone new. I just hope that new person doesn't buy into the notion that we can stick our head in the sand and wish these wars away. And as we're hearing a lot of commentary of folks just saying, well, let them being folks in the region, take care of it. They can't. The United States must lead. And when we create a vacuum, bad things fill the void.
Are you concerned about the chaos, though, seeming chaos in the administration? This is the third national security advisor to leave in less than 3 years. By comparison, President Obama had three in 8 years. W. Bush had two in 8 years. Clinton had two in 8 years. And Bush Sr. had one.
I don't know that you know, we should spend too much time on that turmoil. But at the end of the day, I do, you know, look, stability is a good thing. I hope the president finds someone that he has confidence in and that can be there for some time, because it does take a while. It is a huge job. I served in the Bush White House, and pulling together all of the elements of our foreign policy and really charting a path that's in line with the president's view is a tough job.
I want to ask you one more thing, which is that as you, as a member of the Armed Services Committee, as you look around the world at all of the various issues from Iran to North Korea to Afghanistan to Venezuela, what's at the top of your list right now? What do you think is the biggest foreign policy concern for America at the moment?
Well, short term, well, and longer term, you know, how the big question in my mind is how do we continue to maintain the fight against Islamic extremism, which is metastasizing, has not gone away, and will attack the United States again if we let it, coupled with a rapidly rising China that explicitly plans to contest the United States as the world's lone superpower, coupled with a Russia that is still very dangerous. So to me, that is the underlying question for our military and for our national defense strategy going forward.
That is Congressman Michael Waltz, Republican from Florida, member of the House Armed Services Committee. Congressman, thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.